Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Breakfast across the USA. Coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes at 4:30. My first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Jump right into the birthdays. Good morning. If possible, could you give my amigo Patrick a very happy birthday shout out? Definitely worth a couple of fish sandwiches. Appreciate your show. Listen all the time. Thanks, guys.
Two fish sandwiches.
Josh in Lake Stevens.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
A fillet of fish sandwich.
Patolas, today is my wife Kate's 33rd birthday. We just got married back in late June this year after being together for 12 years. She specifically requests the head coach with some advice about working with special needs students, as she is a para educator, and some professional dad jokes from Miles, as her mom jokes are not as funny, and she's not a mom yet. So show her how it's done. I thank you guys for being a source of laughter in a strange world. Hope to see you for Live Day in December or at the 884 Bar if you come back to Bremerton for the Men's Room World Tour. Stay beautiful, bitches. That from the husband, Rainier, a.k.a. the Doctor.
All right, first of all, Coach has a lot of respect for teachers in general. But Coach has a high respect for teachers that help out with special ed. All right, that's a lot tougher, a lot harder, and frankly, doing a great job with those kids. My advice? We still got to coach them up, all right? I mean, look, a little problem here or there, but I mean, are they running laps? They still getting the push-ups in, doing 6, 12 inches? I don't know. Listen, coach just coaches the team, all right? You coach them up. Teach them up. Okay. Seriously, thank you. That's a good, great job.
Yeah. Ted, my friend, was trying to convince me that yoga is a sport.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so that's a stretch. I did take my girlfriend finally home to meet the family.
What happened?
Wife not happy. Speaking of, my girlfriend doesn't think her sister is trustworthy.
Oh, no?
I know for a fact she can keep a secret.
Do you know why a nose can't be 12 inches?
Why can't a nose be 12 inches?
Be a foot.
Today, my boyfriend Nathan's birthday. He's 34. Can he please get a shout-out requesting a massive bong rip and the dirty Germans talking about thoughts, please? That from Kayla.
Yeah, I think farts are a good thing, especially when it comes out the front. I know I did a good job.
See, Alice, you know, it's this gentleman who shocks for something. How's that? I said, that's okay.
Like, that's not a fault.
Lance, can I get a birthday shout out for my beautiful badass wife, Lisa, incredible wife and mother of our two girls? Can we get an oh my God, a what the F is that, bro, and a couple of shotgun gets from Thrill? Maybe a fart or two. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from her husband, Will.
Oh my God, what the f is that, bro?
Get. Get. Get.
Hello, guys. Today's my brother Steve's birthday. I'd like to wish that hand-crushing high-fiver the best 41st ever. Can I please get Coach Ted telling him his surgery next week is going to go smoothly? Maybe some goofy Thrill. Maybe some jokes from Miles, if that's not too much. Cheers, guys. Your new Ola Days is the tastiest porter. Hope to see it live day. That from Suzanne, owner of the 884 Pub.
First of all, Suzanne, what in the hell are we doing? Wish you good luck. You should be fine with that surgery. What is the surgery? Come on now. Need that information. Now, it's your brother. I think he'll be fine. Percentage-wise, people come out back out of surgery. So you should be fine. I mean, you know, percentage-wise, not a lot of people are allergic to anesthesia.
Percentage-wise.
Percentage-wise. So just chill out. Now, if it's a knee or something like that, yeah, just make sure you stick to the rehab.
Well, God. You know, old Cooper here's only had one surgery in his life. Old Mickey took me down to the veterinarian. They put me under when I woke up. I didn't have testicles.
That was the only way he was allowed to stay in the park.
All right, some bar jokes then for Suzanne and her brother. A grasshopper walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Hey, we have a drink named after you." Grasshopper says, "You have a drink called Steve?"
Need another one?
Sure.
Mushroom walks into the bar.
All right.
The bartender says, "I'm sorry, but we don't serve food here." And the mushroom goes, "But I'm a fun guy."
A man walks into a bar.
Horse walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Why the long face?" Horse says, "My dad has cancer."
Oh, damn.
Golly. I'm trying to lighten it up on this one. A pirate walks into a bar wearing a paper towel hat. Bartender says, "What's up with a paper towel hat?" Pirate says, "Arr, there's a bounty on me head."
Yeah. Nice. Ever heard that version of the horse joke?
Oh, damn. Patello, sending in a birthday request for myself, since no one else will. Hence, I am the only one that listens. Love the show. Keep doing what you do. I am enjoying my 45th trip around the ball of gas. Can I get a kid fish sandwich and some dirty Germans talking about how pounding nails, since I'm a carpenter? Thanks, guys. That's it from Leon.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah. Listen to some morning afterwards when she was saying, "So call me nails."
Yeah. Basically, it's not so much that they pound nails, but she definitely digs her nails into my back.
And finally, happy 58th birthday to me. I would love to hear a cat fart and the dirty Germans. Thanks, guys, so much for making my days brighter. That from Ariana. Let's see if we got that cat fart.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'll try again.
Yeah, Ariana, when you hear that sound in your bedroom, you know I am completed.
Yeah, and so you've heard these jokes before, but I have something grande for you.
Yeah.
It's an Ariana joke, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very timely with Wicked Al.
Some would say it's a Wicked joke.
Yeah, God damn it.
That's right.
Hi, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. What are you working for today?
That chef's got a lot going on today.
Yeah.
I'm out here greeting people at the frickin' door.
Nice.
My sous chef. What do you call a head sous chef?
The sous chef.
The sous chef's out of town. There's a lot of back scenes happening in the kitchen. So you're right. I'm not wearing my jacket. I have information on a personal level I forgot to send today. And it's been a rough one. Anyhow, you know what makes the chef feel good? Sunday morning. I'm not working brunch. I'm going to go get breakfast.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Now, this list is, and I think, Miles, you gave this one to me. Thank you. These are some regional American breakfast foods that you kind of wish you'd get other places.
All right.
And then we'll get to the one that I think is overhyped, and I'm sick and tired of it. Miles, you know what? You brought it up earlier, talking about your father, and he likes grits.
He loves grits.
Right.
Cheese grits, butter grits, mm-hmm. whatever grits, as long as there's grits.
I will say, grits is one of those things you hear a ton about. I did not grow up we ate a lot of cream of wheat.
Right.
We did not eat grits, though.
I got grits.
Yeah. And then when I was living in Baltimore, a girl I knew, she was like, hey, like, come over, we're having dinner. And the guy made cheese grits. And he was like,
mind blown?
Yeah. And he was like, put hot sauce on them. And I was like, well, why don't people like these? Right. So I know grits, it's a big thing, too. Sugar or salt.
Right.
Unless you're in Maryland, then of course, it's Old Bay. But shrimp and grits, usually associated with the American South. Shrimp and grits is it's grits with shrimp on it. Yeah. I don't have to explain it to you.
I mean, like, shrimp is plentiful in the South, right? If you're on the coast, and grits are cheap as hell. It's a cheap breakfast, and it is so freaking good.
But I think, like, New Orleans kind of gets credit for it, but it's massive in the South, too. I think a lot of people don't understand when you're talking about, like, a low country boil. That just comes from, like, the Carolinas and Georgia, because that is the low country compared to them.
Mm-hmm. The
western part of the state.
Yeah, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, all those areas. Big, big Tennessee grits.
Yeah. But, Miles, you said it earlier, and I believe this now, especially out here in Seattle. Like, if a place has shrimp and grits, it's probably on their dinner menu.
I was going to say, mm-hmm. I've had it in Seattle for dinner.
If you go to a Cajun restaurant, it'll be there.
There's also grits and grunts. This one's famous down in Florida, in the Florida Keys. Kind of the same thing, you know, grits, you know, cooked up or whatever. Then enriched with bacon, butter, cheese, and then the other is a local fish known as a grunt.
Which talk to you when you catch them. It is the craziest thing ever.
Do they taste good?
Yeah, they're about that big. So when you fry them up with the grits, they're pretty good. It's a smaller fish, but it's pretty tasty.
Grits and grunts also just means you're having breakfast with a Marine.
That's right. Grits and grunts.
Let's see. Let's go back to New Orleans. Breakfast thing in New Orleans that we wish we had all over the country. There's only like maybe one or two places you can get it this here. Beignets.
Which is dessert for breakfast. Well, it's donuts. It's technically.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of things about breakfast that are dessert.
Mm-hmm. Right.
French toast isn't, you know.
Pancakes.
Exactly.
I mean, waffles.
Right. But you're right. Beignets, if you don't know what a beignet is, it's a fried donut, powdered sugar. If you want the quickest version, again, my mom went to Tulane or some school for a little bit. So she kind of knew a little bit about like Creole cooking and stuff. When I was a kid, we would just cut up crescent rolls, fry them up real quick, and then put them in a paper bag with powdered sugar.
Mm-hmm. That actually sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Simple and delicious.
It is, right? And it's weird because, like, I grew up, like, my mom was always frying stuff on the stovetop. But I don't feel like people do that now. They either own a deep fryer or you have an air fryer.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, what about Hopple Popple?
I've never heard of that.
What?
Comes from Wisconsin and Iowa. State of country is Germany. Created as a way to reuse leftovers in the Midwest. Then it was reinvented as a full-scale breakfast. You can look at it as a loaded version of scrambled eggs. You find it packed with, like, diced potatoes, cheese, some type of preserved meat.
So it sounds to me like it's like the equivalent of their casserole for dinner. They tend to do that, too.
I would also say,
for the breakfast version,
we don't call it Hopple Popple. I feel like out here in the rest of the country, we call that a scramble.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, you do.
Right. Hopple Popple.
All right, Miles, I don't know if this reached West Virginia. Thrill, you definitely had it. Definitely was in the Baltimore area. It's more famous in Philly, in Delaware, Jersey. It's a black brick.
Black brick.
Scrapple.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Scrapple. I don't know if I've ever had that.
Really?
I'm not sure.
If you like Spam, which you do.
I do.
I think you'd like Scrapple.
Okay.
It's not that much different.
Just another German influence. Right. Massive in Pennsylvania. I think the Pennsylvania Dutch kind of gave it to us. Basically, it's made with various pig cuts, mixed with cornmeal and seasoning. The blend is then shaped into a log.
You slice it off, and then you pan fry it till it gets its crispy crust.
I like that. Just multiple pig parts. In other words, we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're not going to waste anything.
No. That's basically what scrapple is. Yeah. Like, nothing goes to waste.
It's so regional that, like, where I grew up closer to D.C., like, you didn't see a ton of scrapple. But if you go over to the Eastern Shore at the beach, almost every breakfast restaurant will offer you scrapple.
What is the difference between Spam, scrapple, and then, like, what you grew up with, Taylor ham?
Oh, glad you brought it up. So pork roll, Taylor ham also makes the list.
What are the differences, though?
So pork roll is best described as processed pork-based meat product. Again, it's cured, then you cook it. It's like in a round thing. We always cut it up like it looks like a piece of Pac-Man, and you fry it.
Like fried bologna.
I think the biggest difference is, like, pork roll is just the pork parts and the fat.
Okay.
Scrapple, remember, has some oats mixed in with it.
Yep.
And something else. Okay. I don't know what makes Spam different from pork roll, but
want to know?
They are different. And it's funny. I love pork roll, right? Like, I get it every year at Christmas. I just got to go to a store I can find it. But, like, we grew up eating it. Now, my grandfather did used to live in New Jersey. But scrapple.
Really? You can't get it on the scrapple train.
I'd like to try it again as an adult.
Yeah.
But it's hard to describe. It's hard to eat things that are black. Like jet black. It's a black brick. You know what I mean? Like,
it does not look appealing.
What other food do you really eat that's that jet black?
I'm trying to think about it right now.
And I'm not talking a burger that's been cooked.
Right.
Yeah.
But you still wouldn't eat a jet black burger.
Right. You get blackened chicken.
Right.
It's like,
but
that's
just the jet black. But also, when you bite through it, it's white in the middle. Scrapple stays black. You know what I mean? Like, stay black. That's why I like it.
Johnny Cakes. This comes to us from Rhode Island.
Is that pancakes?
Again, best described as cornmeal baked pancakes.
Okay.
Usually served with a slab of butter and a dose of syrup.
All right. Hmm. So pancakes made of cornmeal, basically.
So isn't that just fried grits?
It depends what they do with the cornmeal.
Okay.
Right? I mean,
I talked about this last year or 2 years ago when I was down in Arizona. I said, man, I had this, like, kind of Mexican breakfast. And, you know, huevos, ranchero, this and that. Sure. I couldn't think of the name. It's migas.
Migas.
Yeah. Texas migas. Basically, you fry up some tortilla strips, smother them lightly whipped eggs. Then it's usually enriched with cheese, folded in to make the eggs extra indulgent. Serve with a tomato-based sauce packed with sweet and spicy peppers.
That's one of my, every time I go to Mexico, it's one of my go-tos for breakfast.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't go wrong.
Yep.
Now, the one on here that I've been talking about, I think is overrated, that you can buy everywhere. So people never shut up about it. It's goddamn biscuits and gravy.
Oh, come on.
I like biscuits and gravy.
I know, but I don't know. To me, it's up there with, like, you remember, like, what was it? Like, 15 years ago, all of a sudden.
Tater tots.
Right. Bacon was the coolest thing. People were like, you got to go, man. Get biscuits and gravy. Like, I'm just going to say it. I'm not the big biscuit guy. Like, I like a Popeye's biscuit, but, like, I don't know. I don't go out of my way to go get a biscuit. Now, cornbread, toast. I love bread. Don't get me wrong.
Well, I would take a biscuit over cornbread. My wife hooks up biscuits and gravy. This is the time of the year where it happens more. And it is, like, a tour de force every time. And she's like, look, it is simple. Everyone is happy. I cannot explain.
I mean, I think I eat it. Like, look, if it's a football Sunday and I'm sitting at the house, I'm not going anywhere. But, like, I don't know. I know so many people that are like, oh, yeah, hungover, get biscuits and gravy. Like, that's going to make me puke.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tether's a place where I grew up, and their specialty is biscuits and gravy. But they do a warm, buttered croissant with gravy on top. And that kicks biscuits
and gravy. I mean, it's croissant and gravy.
You'll never order biscuits and gravy again if they have a croissant and gravy.
One more regional one I didn't get to that I wish. If you go down to Texas, breakfast tacos.
What's under taco? Is it like brisket?
Sausage, bacon, eggs, cheese.
But a lot of times it is brisket.
If you put brisket,
they're just smaller. They're awesome. I mean, I love them.
Have you had the ones from downstairs?
No.
Dude.
But I bet, those. I mean, Jack makes a good brisket.
Yes.
Barbecue, so I'm sure his breakfast tacos are awesome.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just wish we had more breakfast tacos option.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Head Chef, thank you so much. Coming up, we'll drink your toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I kind of dismissed. We'll drink a toast for the show of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. Well, first quick check out Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Oh, thank you, Miles. The final supermoon of the year is about to take its place in the night sky. You know what they call it?
The Beaver Moon.
November's full Beaver Moon.
Oh, nice.
Full, yeah, Beaver, brother.
It's coming. Look out for the full Beaver.
Is that this
sky.
Weekend, though?
That is this weekend.
We ain't going to see it.
No, we're not.
And
no.
You know where they said what constellation?
Easy.
Well, hey, man, I'm not making this up. So
Venus?
There's a constellation that we call the Seven Sisters. And as it turns out, when you see the Super Beaver Moon, you will also see the Seven
no
Sisters.
Oh, that's the crossover episode I can't wait for. Big Brothers? Crossover episode with Seven Sisters.
Yeah. Full Beaver Moon.
Oh, everybody's getting down.
Binge drinking may rewire your brain and increase your risk of Alzheimer's.
I'm in trouble.
What?
That's why you want to keep it steady.
Oh, no.
Just always drink a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Drinking, you're damaging your brain. So, yeah. You know,
I don't know why they
binge drinking.
Why do they always call it binge drinking? Like, most of it's just called the weekend.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right?
You don't got to put a weird name on it like binge drinking. Alcoholism.
It's called day off.
Right. I'm not working. I'm wasted. Right. It's 6 p.m. I'm wasted.
It's called an all-inclusive resort.
Oh, yeah. No kidding, dude. It's called I bought the drink package on the cruise.
I should have.
Hey, you should have, man.
I got a drink package. I should have. They have like their super drink package on day three. Bartender's like, Mr. Hill, you really, really should have purchased that. You've already blown through your drink package.
Right.
I'm like, well, that's going to get worse.
My grandma bought that for me when we went on a cruise. Her only condition, because she didn't buy one for herself. She's bought it for me. Condition is when Grammy wants a drink, Mikey's got to go get Grammy a drink.
Right.
Don't mind, because that's when I got my beer.
Yeah, it's a deal.
I need a beer and a wine. Put it on the card. Thank you.
Dude, that's a fair call.
Yeah.
And, like, we used to say that all the time. I'll still do it once in a while if, like, I don't know, it's like Sunday morning, somebody's going to go get fast food. Like, I'll buy, you fly.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Hell yeah. I like that. Experts say the shape of your heart could tell, or rather help tell, what your future health would look like.
Okay.
That's as far as I got.
I mean, that makes sense.
I mean, it's not like your zodiac sign as far as your heart goes.
Oh. You're quick to judge, but otherise patient.
Well, four chambers. If one looks messed up, probably not good news.
Sure. You guys ever looked into... It's on our face each and every day of the week. All day, every day.
I'm just thinking, like, isn't that a Backstreet Boys song?
What's that?
The Shape of Your Heart.
Oh.
It is.
It follows us around each and every place that we go every day, all day, every day. It's our nose. You guys ever thought about all the fun facts about your nose?
I mean, not off the top of my head.
No. Luckily, our boy VD's obsessed.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Surprising facts about your nose. How about this startling fact?
Startling.
34 ounces a day. 12,410 ounces a year. Approximately 97 gallons of mucus produced by your schnozola every year. Most of it goes back down your gullet as post-nasal drip. The rest of it, if you enjoy this rare delicacy, finds its way back in on your finger. Bon appetit.
Yeah. Also, fun fact, it's what lends your stomach and keeps the stomach acid from eating.
I don't think
alive.
About that.
Right. That nasty mucus coming out your face. Yeah, good news. Acid retardant. Good times. See, there's some surprising facts about your schnaz. Your nose helps you find a mate, apparently.
All right.
According to
pheromones.
Dr. Benninger, it says, it's amazing how many of our body functions are directed towards sexual activity and reproduction. Not only does your olfactory system trigger memory, but your nose plays a critical role when paired with your olfactory system and your perception of sex. A characteristic smell of a person's perfume, cologne, or scent of their shampoo or soap is important to sexual arousal. The smell of human perspiration also has an effect on sexual receptors in the brain, and loss of smell correlates with decreased sexual drive.
Huh, okay.
I can... Yeah.
Yeah.
I can remember, like, I've had like three serious relationships, and sometimes I'll walk down the street and be like, oh, that smells like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. No kidding.
Oh, it'll still hit me. I don't know what the brands are. I just know the scent.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never gone that far, which I know like smells like one of the greatest connectors to memory, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe that you are correct.
Yeah. So that doesn't shock me, but it's never been my thing where it's been a, oh, that's Donna's perfume. You know, I've never had that connection before. No, but that's fascinating. When you think about the colognes that we put on, the perfumes that we put on, it's not just so that we don't smell bad. That's what deodorant's for.
Right.
But then that's actually, you know, more of an attractive smell.
Sure. I mean, but Ted, I agree with Ted, man. It's, like you said, just walking down the street, someone passes you, and I'm thinking about someone who has not even crossed my mind in 30 years.
No kidding.
Yeah, right. I mean, certainly, it's instant.
That's wild.
I wonder what Dave's up to.
We had a company in the building. They have since moved out. But, man, they had a cologne zone going on.
A number of
their employees. You get on the elevator, and you could barely breathe.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just bathe first. Right.
You don't need that much.
Then a couple dabs will do you.
One spritz, man. That's all you need. Man. You don't need to go nuts with it.
I'm trying to remember. I can't remember who it was. I met a governor of Maryland once.
Ehrlich?
Maybe it was Ehrlich.
Bob Ehrlich.
To this day, best smelling man I've ever smelled in my life.
Really?
It was amazing, dude.
Okay.
But just shaking his hand, and then I was like, what is this? That guy smells amazing. I still rock cologne here and there.
Yeah, I still got mine in there that I'll spritz from time to time. It's been a minute since I've hit it. I need to jump back on that.
Yep.
Yep. Sorry.
I don't know if I'm supposed to agree or not. Like, yeah, stinky.
You stank. Just like we were talking about, smell is important in identification, memory, and emotion. Smell partners with your olfactory bulb located in the front part of your brain just above your nasal cavity. It's the part of your brain's limbic system, and it is associated with memory. We identify other people by the memory of what their personal smell is. Hmm. He points out how this works. Says, quote, you might remember someone specifically when you smell a certain perfume, soap, or similar body odor. Mm-hmm. If it triggers your memory and you get nostalgic and emotional, that's also because the limbic system is associated with the control of the emotional part of your brain.
Okay.
So not only is it, oh yeah, I remember that, but it takes you back to a feeling that you had whenever you encountered that particular person.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Great times.
I farted under the blanket this morning, and the first person I thought of was our old producer in Baltimore.
There you go.
Vodka and bleach.
Yeah.
Okay. Or even, like, years ago, we had a barbecue place come in and bring us corned beef and cabbage. My grandmother died when I was in seventh grade. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to cry. This smells like grandma's house.
Yeah.
Whatever their recipe was, it was that close to it.
And I can feel that being that strong. It takes you back to being a child running around grandma's house and you just get that smell in your nose.
I mean, that's part of the reason I like making stuffing on Thanksgiving morning. It reminds me of growing up and that smell.
Yeah.
Nice, sure. Dude.
The butter, the onions, the celery.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Your nose protects you through smell. High in your nose are a large number of nerve cells that detect odors. In order to smell, the air we breathe must be pulled all the way up to come into contact with these nerves. Smell plays a key role in taste. We have four primary tastes: bitter, sour, sweet, and salty. All the refinements in taste are related to smell. That's why people feel that food is tasteless when their ability to smell is decreased.
Yep. Everything tastes like crap.
Smell and taste are necessary for safety. We need our smell to detect smoke, spoiled food, and some toxic poisons or gases. When we have colder allergies, it's hard for the air to get to these receptors, so people notice a decreased ability to smell. Those who have completely lost their sense of smell need to have alarms for these gases and must pay closer attention to what they eat. So my wonder is, you remember during the times of COVID, everybody was losing their sense of taste and their sense of smell. Were they really only losing one?
Probably more your sense of smell than taste, yeah.
Right. Because, I mean, we've all had a cold in here, and you get that sick taste.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your nose is all stuffed up, and all the food just kind of starts tasting that bitterness.
Yeah, or I'd say just bland.
Yeah.
Yeah, bland is more like, I'm more apt to eat healthy if I have a cold. Not because I want to get rid of the cold, but like, I can't taste these vegetables. This is the time to eat them.
Right. Serious. Yep. Getting my health in.
Yeah, I'm going to get my health in because I can't taste it.
Some surprising facts about your nose. It regulates the temperature of your breath.
Oh. Of your breath.
Yes. Huh. In the same way that your throat and lungs don't like dirty air, they also don't like air that's too hot or cold. The passing of the air through your nose allows the air to become more like your body temperature, which is better tolerated by your tissues. Warming cool air in your nose is more common than cooling warm air. That's because humans spend more of their much more of their time in environments below body temperature than above it. That runny nose that you get in cold weather is the best example of this warning and humidifying effect. It comes with the condensation of the moisture in your nose when the cold air goes in.
Okay, that makes sense.
Also, number three, it cleans the air that you breathe.
Mm-hmm. That's why you got hair in there.
That's exactly right. The air that we breathe has all kinds of stuff in it, from oxygen and nitrogen to dust, pollution, allergens, smoke, bacteria, viruses, small bugs, countless other things. Your nose helps clean it all. On the surface of the nasal tissues in your turbinates, there are cells with tiny hair-like appendages called cilia that trap the bad debris in the air so that it doesn't get into your lungs. Instead, the debris sits on the mucus and is eventually pushed into your throat and swallowed. This is extremely beneficial since our stomachs tolerate handling bad debris much better than our lungs do.
Thanks to all that acid.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's burns the living hell out of all of it. So enjoy all that. Surprising fun facts about your nose. It humidifies the air that you breathe.
Yeah, okay.
Your nose is doing a lot up there, man.
It really is. I had no idea the nose was doing all this.
It processes the air that you breathe, preparing it for your lungs and throat, which do not tolerate dry air well. As inhaled air passes through your nose, it's moisturized and humidified thanks to a multiple-layer air pathway with three sets of turbinates called upper, middle, and lower conchae. These are long, bony structures covered with a layer of tissue that expand and contract. This path is where drainage and moisture is regulated. If you have a dry throat, it means the air in this passageway may not have been humidified. This also is the place where the tone of your voice is shaped as the air passes through and the passage expands or contracts.
Hmm.
Enjoy that.
Wow. All right. You don't have a very deep voice.
I wonder if that's why we need humidifiers when we get sick, or just in general we need humidifiers.
Because your body will produce more mucus.
Exactly.
And then you'll clear everything out.
Right. Help you flood everything there. But then this is the number one fun fact that you might not have known about your nose. It can smell technical malfunctions inside of a radio station. And also, it contains your breath. You're likely already appreciative of your breath, but it's kind of a big deal as your nose and mouth are the pathway of air entering and exiting your lungs. In normal everyday breathing, your nose is the primary pathway. Even during exercise, where mouth breathing becomes more dominant, some air also still passes through your nose. It's always interesting that although your mouth is bigger as a bigger tube, people feel more uncomfortable if their noses are plugged or congested. That's how important your nose really is. Think about just how hard of a time you have to breathe if your nose is plugged.
Oh, yeah.
Even though your mouth breathing all over the place, you still feel out of breath always. Nasal breathing is also most critical in newborns, who breathe through their noses almost all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a unique feature related to the configuration of their throats that allows them to breathe and suckle at the same time without choking. This doesn't happen in older children or adults. We have to stop breathing to swallow, something to appreciate next time you aren't getting air in your nose for a few seconds.
I was going to say, that's also the reason, like, you're so loud, and it's like, when you have a bad cold, it's hard to eat.
Oh, God, yeah.
That is the worst. And then
it's gross.
And it takes forever, and you sit there thinking, like, am I ever going to be able to breathe out my nose again? Thank God.
Every time.
Probably the best thing for that is just taking a hot shower where you can finally breathe again. Get us out of that hot air, dude.
Yeah. Put a little Vicks Vapo rub on.
Yes, sir. You know what I haven't done in a while is those old bricks that you used to be able to put in the shower that just brought that. Basically, it was Vicks Vapo.
Right, and you right as you shower. That is awesome.
That was therapeutic, dude. That was so doggone good. Mm-hmm. I love that. A man in Arizona called authorities when he noticed a stowaway hiding underneath his truck. But it's not what you think, Miles.
What was it?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to contest it on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, we made it to drinking time.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.